Welcome to the Digital Transformation Podcast, interviews with best-selling authors, innovative thought leaders, and top-shelf executives all driving today's digital success. This is the show that will help you take advantage of digital transformation to build your business and career. I'm your host, Kevin Crane, and I'm so pleased that you're listening. Our guest today is Gerd Gigerenzer. Gerd is Director Emeritus at the Max Planck Institute for Human Development and the award-winning author of several books, including Calculated Risks, Gut Feelings, and Risk Savvy. He is a well-known figure in behavioral science. He's trained U.S. federal judges and physicians and top managers around the world in decision-making and understanding risks and uncertainties. He's been named one of the top 100 global thought leaders worldwide, and he's with us today to talk about his book, How to Stay Smart in a Smart World, where he applies his expertise in behavioral science to the world of smart technology and argues that we shouldn't trust smart technology unconditionally. But we shouldn't fear it unthinkingly either. So, Gerd, welcome to the program. Look, we live in a world of smart technologies and computer algorithms. They're everywhere in our daily lives. They're in our smartphones. They're at work. They're in our car. They're even in our personal lives. Are we losing control to tech?
No. So, give you an example. There's the idea of self-driving cars. Elon Musk, every year, tells us next year we'll have them. So a self-driving car is a level 5 car who can drive with us human assistance in every condition. Now, what will happen is that we won't have self-driving cars. It's marketing hype. But we will get something much more interesting, something that will change us. So a self-driving car is just a gig. You sit there and do whatever you would do at home. Yeah? So, what self-driving cars are too difficult to make, but what's likely to happen is level 4 cars. Level 4 cars can drive without human assistance, but only in restricted areas. So that they already exist on airports. They will exist in parts of cities which are rebuilt so that these level 4 cars are safe, and they will change us in a very simple way. We are no longer allowed to drive because human drivers are the biggest problem for autonomous cars. And they will also change the environment. Cities have to be rebuilt so that no bicyclists and no pedestrians, no animals are on the street, and so that the technology can be safe. Much more generally, so AI, if you want to make AI working at its best, we need to become predictable and our environment be changed accordingly.
Removing the human from the equation of being able to drive or required to drive, tech industry pundits feel that replacing people with bots and software might make the world, or at least business, a better place, while critics warn us about the downsides and the dark potential of a world of robots, surveillance, maybe eroding control. These are two very differing views of the future. What's your vision?
Both of these views imply that AI will be so smart that it can become something like a general AI. And I think this is a mistake on both sides. AI can do some things very good, but not all things. So there is a principle that I call the stable world principle, which means complex algorithms and big data do well in a stable, well-defined world, such as chess or Go. But the human mind has been designed to do well in an unstable world, in a world of uncertainty. And uncertainty comes from other people, in history, from animals, dangerous animals, or from weather conditions even today, or viruses like coronavirus. And so that means that I do not fear that some kind of AI will turn, or our digital assistant will turn into a super intelligence. And that's is a marketing hype or religious faith. And so we need to understand where AI works and where we should use it and where it doesn't work. And it's just the marketing. So, example, IBM's Watson did a marvelous job in the game Jeopardy. And I think nobody had expected that it's possible. But it's a game. And the rules even had to be changed that Watson can do it. And then IBM's CEO announced the moonshot in healthcare, oncology, where Watson knew nothing but where the money is. And that's a highly uncertain world where you could predict it can't do very well. And for instance, it took NH Anderson, one of the most respected cancer centers, sometime in $62 million to find out that Watson cannot do what the PR department of IBM promised. So here the same machine can do one job very well, but not all jobs. And that's the stable world principle. It gives you a first idea about what's likely to be real and what's marketing hype.
Do you want to be a guest on the Digital Transformation Podcast? Well, it could happen. Tell us about your ideas and advice. What technologies and solutions do you recommend? And how can our listeners benefit from your approach? Be a guest. Find out more at digitaltransformationpodcast.net/guest.
You're listening to the Digital Transformation Podcast.
We are here with Gerd Gigerenzer. We're talking about his book, How to Stay Smart in a Smart World. Now, Gerd, you apply your expertise in behavioral science to the world of smart technology. How is that technology actually shaping humans and our behavior?
It is shaping even our values. So, for instance, values of privacy are fading out. People are willing to give the data away, although the same people may complain about the Chinese social credit system where the government collects all the data. But yeah, we give the data away to Google, to Facebook, and others, just in order to not pay with our money. So values of privacy and also dignity are changing. I personally get all still upset when I have to click away the privacy conditions because I cannot read them. They're too long. And a study showed that if you would read everything that's legally binding for us, then you would have to spend about 30 full working days every year just on reading these privacy policies. So that's a matter of dignity, that we are given the choice, either blindly accepting without not knowing what's behind it or not participating. So here, the people and also the governments could do something. So we have proposed a one-pager. So everyone who wants to read the privacy policy should be able to read it in an understandable way in one page, 500 words. That could be done. So that's just an example about dignity, privacy. And these values are fading. Most people don't care about that anymore. They just want access. And here is one of the dangers. And here the digitalization is different from earlier technologies that changed us, like the steam engine. The steam engine revolutionized everything with and transport and technology. Here, digitalization has its own abilities, and it directly touches our values, also the willingness to be surveilled by corporations or governments.
Gerd, are we being misled or duped, as they say? I mean, we live in this paradox, as you mentioned. People want privacy, but we give it away freely, really unwittingly. What are the implications to our society?
One way to understand the business model of the big tech companies is by an analogy. So think about a coffee house in your hometown that offers free coffee. And so everyone goes there and all other coffee houses end up bankrupt. So you have no choice anymore to find your friends. You go in the coffee house. The disadvantage is that in the tables, there are microphones and the walls, there are video cameras who record everything you say, you talk about with your friends in the room. And the coffee house is full with sales people who interrupt you constantly and offer you personalized products. That's about the business model of Google or Facebook and others. An important thing is in this coffee house, you are not the customer. The customer are the sales people and you are the product, precisely your attention. And also that forces the tech companies to design algorithms that keep you as long as possible on the site in order to see as much advertisements as possible. This analogy also gives us an idea of what the alternative could be, namely have a real coffee house where we are allowed to pay for a coffee, where we become the customer, where we're not constantly interrupted. And that could be done.
Is that okay? I mean, are we okay with that? It seems like we are. And if not, then what do we do about that? It will take some sort of legislation or regulations to curb that condition.
Yes, it would take legislation, but legislation usually comes if the people want it. So if the people stand up and say, okay, I want to be in charge. I want to be the customer. And I don't want that data about whether I'm depressive, whether I'm pregnant, whether I have a heart failure or another disease is collected and sold to advertisers or insurers, where you then may end up with a higher rate. And also these algorithms are not very good. That's in the other place, but they influence us. So here we need people who stand up. At the moment, we don't have them. So that's the privacy paradox.
Do you believe that the cat is out of the bag? It's too late now to go back?
No, otherwise I wouldn't have written the book. I've always, in my earlier research, always tried to help people to open their eyes and in the analog world as well as in the digital world, to get risk savvy. And that's the essence of a democracy. If everyone leans back and lets algorithms decide, and it's not the algorithms who decide, it's the people behind the algorithms, the corporations and the governments. That's the end of democracy.
Do you want to get into podcasting but don't have the time, technology, or expertise to get it done? Maybe you want to create a podcast for your company or feature a happy customer in an audio interview of their own. My audio podcasting services give voice to your success and expertise. So if you like what I do, why not let me do it for you? Find out more at cranegroup.com. That's C-R-A-I-N-E, cranegroup.com.
You are listening.
You are listening.
You are listening.
You're listening to
the Digital Transformation Podcast.
Our guest today is Gerd Gigerenzer. Gerd is the Director Emeritus at the Max Planck Institute for Human Development and the author of the new book, How to Stay Smart in a Smart World. Gerd, we've reached the action item round of the show. I'm wondering if you could provide us with three quick action items that our listeners can do to begin to take advantage of the ideas and advice in your book.
If you want to know who's behind a website, don't read it, but only get a glance and go out. That's called lateral reading. Go out, leave it, go in about us, and go on different sites and find out. Studies show that 96% of undergraduates in Stanford don't know that simple technique. Next, even simpler action item. If you put in a search term, don't click at the first entries. Read the snippets. The first entries are most likely not the most popular one or the most relevant one, but those where the search engine owner think they earn most money from the advertisers. And third, a much more bigger one, stay smart and keep thinking and have the courage to find information and to have an opinion that may be different from that of your peers.
Well, Garrett, it's been great speaking with you today. We're almost out of time, but before I let you go, one last question. What should technologists and executives, all of us really, be thinking about now and strategizing for today in order to be prepared for the world in 5 years' time?
You should understand the stable growth principle, not to be misled. If you have a company, so that you don't buy software that's useless. For instance, a prediction of recidivism. Predicted police, there's little evidence that it does better than what people and experts anyhow do. And it is also usually black box. So also what they call the adapt to AI principle. Don't buy in the stories, yeah, that everything is about nearing a super intelligence and somehow machines take over. No. It's the people behind it. And more important, we adapt to the technologies and observe yourself as if you want really to adapt to that. There are always alternatives. So technology is an extremely useful thing and out of human imagination, but it's an illusion to think that machines could think like people think.
That is Garrett Gigerenzer. Get his book, How to Stay Smart in a Smart World. Garrett, thank you so much for being my guest today.
It was a pleasure, Kevin.
That'll do it for this episode of the Digital Transformation Podcast. But join me next time when I continue to talk to best-selling authors, innovative thought leaders, and top-shelf executives, all driving today's digital success. And I'll talk to you next time on the Digital Transformation Podcast. Do you want to be a guest? Well, it could happen. Find out more at digitaltransformationpodcast.net/guest.